All right, so here we go. I want to talk. How about you go over that story again that you told me about the Russians?
The Russians? Okay, yeah. So I recently learned that Russians love midgets, or at least back in the day. Like, I don't know what they're doing over there nowadays, but I don't think that, like, comes, it dies out of a culture. So back in the day when, I want to say Catherine the Great, but then I feel like that's the wrong person. But didn't Russia had a woman the Great, right? Like, they had like one.
Doubt it. But I'm sure she thought she was great. I'm positive she thought she was great. But okay.
Oh, wait. No, it's because it's not her, because I'm mixing up. I listened to another Russian story. So it wasn't her. So it was just a time period in Russia when they were Alexander the Great. Was passed away.
That makes sense.
Shut up.
What a great man.
Yeah. And he had an older brother who had was mentally challenged, so he couldn't be king. But they got that brother.
How do you even determine this? Like, how mentally challenged do you have to be back then to be considered mentally challenged?
Yeah. In Russia, too.
You know what I mean? Good Lord. How'd they even notice?
Well, they said something about how they got him a dutiful bride. Like, she was somebody who came and, like, she really cared for him, like, for his whole life. And, like, so I forget what they said, but, like, in my mind, like, she was, like, feeding him and wiping up the food off of his cheek as it came out. Like, I don't think he was, like highly functioning.
Like, romantically dabbing it with a napkin?
Is yeah, that how yeah.
Because it was probably so much worse. It probably wasn't romantic at all. It was probably gross.
But whatever, like, they had a baby.
Most standards, it was probably gross. But they had a baby?
They had a male baby, yeah.
Okay.
When Alexander Great was passing away, like, it wasn't clear who was going to take the throne because, like, he had kids, but they only had daughters. And then, like, all of a sudden, all three, like, three people in line all died of, like, some sort of plague. You know, like, you know, they all passed away. And so then the only heirs they were left with were these two ladies. And
so they didn't trust the son of a retard?
No, I think he died. I think he was one of the people that died.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So he could have had it.
He could have had it, yeah.
But mentally handicapped dude didn't know how to take care of a baby, right?
Right.
Yeah, that baby didn't make it.
No, that baby didn't make it. Like, yeah. So
can you imagine, like, what... like a Russian mentally handicapped person would do, how they thought you would work a baby? you know what I'm saying? It's like, good God, that was probably terrible, quick and fast. You know, like,
I don't think the dad killed the baby.
You don't think? And the dad probably doesn't think he killed the baby.
A lot of baby Hueys over there. Yeah, like, yeah. So.
That probably was horrid. That was probably a horrid experience for that baby. But go ahead.
So, and like during this time period, so there were these two girls that were like two ladies that were possibly heirs. But one lady, one lady's story was that when she was young, she fell in love with a man. And, but they decided, but then... And they got married, but then he passed away.
Okay.
And it was like the love of her life. And they forbid her from ever marrying again. So she was like 16, 18 when this was happening.
She was 16 when she had her first marriage and her husband died?
Yeah. And he was like an older man, but she was like, she was going to do her duty. And she like, you know, wrote him love letters. And she was like, I'm so excited for her life. And like, so she was like, what I'm saying is, like, she was young and naive and like was entering her life and like really believed this person was her true love. Right. So
she it sounds like she like really believed in the system.
Yeah.
The royal system of planned marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was like, going to
do that's it. Who I'm going to marry. Okay. I love him.
Yeah.
You know, that's yeah. All right. Some people can be that.
Yeah.
I feel like they're, you know, you would, you know, like growing up and you dating different types of women.
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes you'd be dating a chick and she just like I love, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like as soon as it was like, okay, we're a couple now. I was like, okay, I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think you mean that. Wait, what? Huh? So maybe that's maybe women like that are just, they just have royal blood in them.
Yeah, maybe. Like, they just, like, they're going to, the royals that are going to make the most of their life. Like, they're like, okay, I'm going to have to marry this person. I love them. Like, yeah. let me go for this.
Yeah.
They're jacked bros.
Well, I would say, I don't know, man. They're probably also responsible for most of the shitty relationships.
Nowadays?
I think so, because I feel like they would enter a relationship with a shitty guy. Like, that's how relationships become shitty. It's like, it's like the two components of a shitty relationship. You have shitty guy and woman that bees with him. Right? And that's typically what a shitty relationship is. Is that fair? That's kind of fair, right? For the most part.
I think it might be fair.
Majority of the shitty relationships, I think that's the case.
I think so.
Right? So, yeah. So women are highly accountable because they bees with him.
I got what you were saying. You're blaming women. I got it.
I'm just saying it takes two to tango. That's all I'm saying.
So she was really into, I get your point. I was looking at it as like, she was like at that age where she'd like never been in love and it was going to be a fairy tale. So she also like weaved a fairy tale narrative into that too.
I mean, that's part of what they do.
Right.
Instantly.
Yeah.
It's like, we're in a relationship. Oh my God, I love you. We're going to have three kids. We're going to, you know, it's like,
yeah,
like all of that stuff. And you're going to be this and I'm going to be that and you're going to be that. And then,
yeah,
you know, you don't be that.
Well, before she was able to like, before the blindfold was taken off of her eyes and she was like, fuck, this is life. He died.
Okay. He's gone.
So he's gone. And they, and then like all the other people started dying and they didn't want, like they didn't know what to do with the heirs they were just already nervous about like who's going to take over this throne next, you know? So they said, you can't marry anybody else, because they didn't want her to have any kids. And they like sent her away.
Did they have somebody that they wanted to take over, or they just didn't want her to produce something that took over?
Yeah, they just, they were, I don't know. They had somebody they wanted, but it wasn't
All right, let's slow down the storytelling for a second, because wasn't there somebody that wanted to marry her, but they didn't want them to have the throne? It was like a family of people that were trying to get the throne, and they were like, no, we don't want them to have the throne.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Russian stories lately, and I'm like mixing them all up.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so if that's this story, then yeah, like she felt there was a family, that was her true love, and they were like, nope, that can't happen, because there were three families that were vying for the power. And they're like, nope, you can't do that. But no, I think that's a different royal story.
Hey, why are you listening to so much Russian shit right now?
I don't know. It's like, it's in my life right now. It just keeps popping up.
Where? Like, how? What are you talking about? Substantiate these claims, woman. I need to understand this. Go ahead.
So they sent her away and like, she was living this life and where like they took like she was like
living this life. Thank you. It was such a great detailed story. I'm trying my best to get you to slow down.
Sorry.
Your brain's moving too fast. Slow down for a second.
Okay.
There is no goal of speed here. We just want the juicy gossip. This is your chance. This is the gossip.
So the place they sent her away to, it wasn't, she was used to this royal life, you know, like she was the princess, whatever. They sent her away to this like rural part of Russia where like she wasn't treated well and like it wasn't fancy. And she like, you know, it became a pretty bad life for her that she was living. And then all the dudes died that were supposed to take over. And they're like, oh, let's give her the job because she doesn't have any sons.
They took her off the shelf?
Yeah, they took her off the shelf. They're like, because there was another lady they could give it to, but she had sons, and they were like, no, like, then, like, he's going to try to take over after her. We're going to lose our power. Like, we're not into that. Let's take this lady off the shelf. She's, like, she's older, you know, she's past her prime. She's not going to have kids.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to control her.
So they didn't take her off the shelf and dust her coochie off.
No. Her coochie was dead.
That's dead.
That's a dead cooch. They thought she'd be so thankful that when she came back that she'd be like, oh, you guys brought me back and you know, you made me queen. Like, you guys are the best. I'll do whatever you want. Like, you know, no worries. Like, I'm here. They thought she was going to be loyal to them.
Yeah.
And she came back and she was like, fuck you all. She was like, she kicked them all out of her court. She was like, you're out of here. And she was like, I'm in charge now. And she was bitter and she was angry. And there was a wedding between some like high level.
So she just hated love.
Yeah, she hated love. She hated love. And
so
like,
she was bitter about the fact that, I mean, because she was gung-ho about love.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you can't do this. Because she was probably good at it.
Yeah.
Those people that I was describing, like the girls that immediately like fall in overwhelming love.
Their
with
eyes
person,
just turn into hearts when they like.
Yeah, they're good at it.
Yeah.
I remember I was dating this girl and she, I'll never forget this. Like I was just too young to appreciate it and I didn't understand it. But for Christmas, she bought me some socks. And I was definitely done with that relationship. I was, are you kidding me?
Really?
Socks? They weren't even, they were church socks.
She bought you church socks.
Well, not necessarily church brand socks, but they were socks.
Like
they
black socks?
Yeah, they were fancy socks. They were
fancy socks.
You know, business casual socks. I don't know. You know, yeah. Just business socks.
And you were like, I have to end this relationship?
I have to end this relationship. She also, because it was too confusing. She was Filipino, like a half Filipino, a quarter black, a quarter or third black, I don't know, like black and white. One of her parents was mixed.
Yeah.
One of her parents was Filipino.
Okay.
Math, right?
Yeah.
And then she bought me for Christmas a business socks and a sombrero.
And you didn't, what was she going for? Like a big laugh?
No, it was serious. It was if it was for the purposes of a big laugh, you know, you and I might not be together to this day, right? Because that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Church socks and a sombrero.
Yeah.
Okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But no, it was because I thought it was funny and I started laughing about it and she got really sad and she was like upset and it was.
She
wanted me to appreciate the gift.
Yeah.
Like for its earnestness, you know, for the, I don't know, maybe what she really wanted was for me to appreciate the hearts in her eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it usually is.
Yeah.
But it was the proxy, the avatar, because those girls never say, like, appreciate the fact that I'm loving you so hard.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Like, this is, I'm giving you all I got.
Yeah.
It's all I know how to do. Please don't. Stop hurting me.
Yeah.
They don't say that. They say, you know, appreciate this quilt I made you.
Like, I
care
but
that
I
you
would
made
like
the quilt. We can buy covers at Target. Like, what are you talking about?
See, I feel like I get the quilt, but like a sombrero and business socks. I'm still lost on her gift.
Well, that's the whole thing about it, is that she wanted me to appreciate how hard she worked to get the gift.
Yeah.
But you didn't consider whether or not I gave a fuck about sombreros or church socks. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't have gotten something that was less me as a gift. I don't care how difficult it was to find a sombrero for you. I don't want a sombrero, you know? And there was candy in the sombrero.
Oh, it was cute.
I guess it was cute.
Heartless, Sydney. You're heartless.
I'm not heartless. I just wasn't. I don't eat hard candy.
It wasn't even candy you liked.
No, I don't eat candy.
It probably looked good, though.
Me not eating candy wasn't something that I invented in college. That was, so when I was a little kid, they thought I was diabetic for a while. And they thought I was diabetic because I was pissing a lot.
Uh-huh.
And that's apparently a sign of being diabetic. Also, the fact that I had so many people in my family that were diabetic.
Yeah.
And even though I was always a fit kid, it was, you know, the whole.
You were black, so they were like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, come on. Come on.
He's diabetic. Look at him.
But it was family, you know, that thought I was diabetic.
Yeah.
So they were saying, so I went over to my.
So they bought you church socks because it's good for the circulation.
That's probably why she did it. These are the socks black people should wear. You don't know that yet. These are sugar-free crandies. You don't know that yet. Your eyes are going to be really taxed in the sunlight because diabetes weakens you. Here's a sombrero. You don't know that yet. That's that could have very well been it. So So real quick, back to how they, so I was at one of my dad's relatives' house.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, that boy pee a lot.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the alarm bells were going off that I was diabetic. Keep in mind, there was somebody in my dad's family, like living in that particular house, bedridden.
Yeah.
In a hospital bed in the living room.
Yeah.
Because of their diabetes.
Yeah.
So everybody was on high alert.
Yeah.
You know, he had just gotten into bed.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Because you've seen him. Did you see him in the bed at any point?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, cool. I think not cool, but I mean, it was, yeah, kind of cool. It was hard to see.
Yeah.
It was always.
Yeah.
It was always not good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he lived as long as he did in that bed.
Yeah.
But he, so yeah, everybody was on high alert. So they start pointing out to me all the people in the family that had diabetes and what it did to them.
Yeah.
And it was like, Dad, I'm good.
You no more candy for
no
you?
No more, yep, I'm done.
Yeah.
I was done with candy. I was done with, I was done.
Oh.
Yeah. That was not a hard lesson for me. I did not have to, man, I don't know how people see that and they're like, yeah, I'm keep eating.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. He is in a hospital bed. He only has one foot, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, but anyway, this chick bought me weird shit.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat candy. So anyway, so back to this story.
So there was a wedding, and then like, the day after the wedding, to make fun of these people that were in true love with each other, she brought all the midgets in Russia together and like dressed them up like all the people, and had them do the ceremony. And like,
wait, I thought you said that was like a cultural thing that they did though.
Yeah, they like had midgets around for fun all the time. Like it wasn't like it was back, you know, like the prospect of like rounding up a bunch of midgets to do this. Like there wasn't like a town of midgets like that she sent somebody for. Like they just had like midgets around that were like entertaining of like, you know, because they were like in the winter. It was winter. They were inside all the time. They didn't have TVs. They had midgets for entertainment.
But do you remember back in the day, though, because we're old enough to remember when the internet didn't exist and when cell phones didn't even exist.
Yeah.
Right? You always knew where a midget was.
Do you know where a midget is right now?
No, God no. It's like, that's one of the things that's been lost in all this information. You know, we couldn't have too much information being passed around.
Yeah.
Because you would be overwhelmed and you wouldn't know what was what or what to believe, or it would be just too topsy-turvy. But it was, you know, you knew where a midget was.
I don't think I knew where a midget was.
Maybe there wasn't a midget in earshot. Maybe there wasn't a midget within, like, I don't know how many degrees of separation of gossip that it would be to get to you. But
yeah.
I always knew where a midget was.
All right.
Yeah. I always knew when the midget left town and came back to town. Didn't have to see the midget.
Yeah.
But I always knew when the midget was in and out.
It was just the talk of the town? Like,
it was
just
a talk.
Got around?
It was a talk.
It was just a talk with people you talked to.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the information we passed around. Our midget's name was Pumpkin.
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 She tried to force me to date her.
Did she get you a good present?
No, she was scary. She was like a hood midget.
That's kind of what you kept track of her.
Yeah.
Like, that's dangerous.
Yeah, she
like,
stabbed people.
Yeah.
She's like, she committed.
She got on people.
Several felonies. Yeah. Pumpkin was terrifying. But yeah, I mean, anyway, I get why you got to keep an eye on a midget. Like, I get that.
So they had their midgets around for entertainment. Like, they were like, you know, they had court gestures and stuff. Yeah.
She danced.
So the queen, like, rounded up midgets to play all the people in the court. And then she invited all the people back. Like, you know what? Remember when they used to have weddings, you'd party for like 5 days?
No.
Like,
what do you mean, remember? What are you talking about?
Back in the day when people had weddings, it would
okay,
be like
so gotcha.
It would be like a party for like a whole week before people left, you know, because people were coming into town. You're like on horseback, you know, people stay like, and
yeah.
It's like a whole week event. So like all the guests are still there. And she had them do the like impersonate the wedding with the midgets. And like, she was getting the midgets more and more drunk because it was ridiculous. And then she was getting the people more and more drunk, and like they were laughing at the midgets who were making a mockery of them. Like, it was just like this like whole like
it was a good time
like yeah.
yeah Everybody's in on it so far.
Yeah, Well, it was kind of described as like she's laughing at all of them.
But they're also laughing too.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
I mean, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you pull a prank on people and they enjoy it.
Yeah. So maybe this is why. So maybe she had to step it up because like this wasn't her intended. She didn't want everyone to have a good time. Right?
Oh
like,
yeah. So that's the whole. I was trying to remember why we talked about this in the first place, but the whole premise was the fact that women are evil as fuck.
It was.
Yeah, it was. It was. How like women like unchecked like the how we were describing it is like unchecked evil men. Like you end up with like a Hitler.
Oh yeah.
You end up with, you know, and then unchecked evil women, you end up with those queens that were like cutting off everybody's heads indiscriminately.
Yeah.
And I guess the premise was like at least Hitler had a target, which was the Jews.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't great.
No.
It was a horrible thing that he did to those people.
Yeah.
But at least some people knew they were exempt from it.
Men like narrow it down. They're like, these are the folks I'm going after.
Like women want everyone to fear.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They want. Before the heads roll, they don't want those heads to have any peace.
No. Yeah. So then somebody left court and went and married somebody that was like a true love. Like he went and fell in love with somebody, he got married, and he didn't like tell her about it.
Yeah.
And so when he came back, she was really upset about this. And I think his wife died. Like, I don't know, she was banished. I don't know. She did something. She was gone. And she made this man be her court jester.
You're cool with that? You're cool with that. Banished, died, or what else was the other option that, like, maybe happened to this person? Married? What was it? What were those options? Okay, we're going to play banished, died, or married. All right, Kirk Cameron. Yeah, seriously, what the fuck happened to Kirk Cameron? Is he banished, died, or married? Is he canceled, died, or married? Okay, so
she took this man who used to be high society and made her court jester.
Okay,
and
she took a noble man and she
made him
down.
Dance for her. Yeah. Like, you know, like dance for me, entertain me, like was he did embarrassing
was he
things.
One of the reasons she couldn't be in love with anybody, or just she just wanted to take a strong man down?
It had to do with like him. I don't think he was involved, but she didn't like that he was getting his true love. Like he went out and got true love somehow. I think it ended horribly, but like then she was still like, you didn't like she was still gonna get him.
Yeah, it ain't over.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which is so fucking spiteful.
Yeah.
Because an evil man would have been like, ha ha, that's what you get, pussy. And moved on from him.
Yeah.
You know? But an evil woman is like, no, but you had it. You had true love, and you're going to pay. <You know>? What was scary, man?
That's true. In all the Disney movies, like the evil ladies, like they never drop it. Like, okay, I'll be back when your daughter's 18, and then I'll fuck her up. Like, you didn't invite me to the party, huh?
All right, we're cool. For now. yeah, go ahead. Enjoy life. Recalibrate. Act like things are normal. And then I'm going to come back and do what I said I'm going to do. Yeah.
There's no need for that.
No, women be, man, okay.
Yeah, so she took this man, made him the court jester.
She's ruining his life on purpose.
Yeah. And then she decided there was a lady midget in her court that was there for entertainment, and she was famous for being the ugliest woman in Russia. And she decided that she was going to make him marry her.
When you say she was famous, again, if that's the information that's going around, you know where the hot and ugly midgets are.
Well, I think that they kept all the midgets around in the palace for entertainment. They were just like, they were like the midget troop, and they were just there. They probably had their own tiny little quarters somewhere. Like,
they were called Nickels. All right, so
she made them get married, like dressed them up, and like did a whole like had brought everybody over to laugh at them while this was going on, you know. And then she like she built a palace out of ice, like the whole thing is built out of ice, like out in Russia, and beds out of ice, like it's elaborate, you know. It like took a while. It's huge. It's like detailed, everything. And so she made the man and the midget bride strip naked and like drove them through town on the back of a horse cart or something all the way out, like, so everybody could laugh at them.
Or did they have cars?
No, this wasn't a car.
Yeah, it
time.
Was definitely some sort of horse thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that was a good save though for like not being able to remember what it was, like a horse cart of some kind. Right? They were tied to something, tied to a horse.
It was moving. It had wheels.
But they're embarrassing them.
Yeah, they're bringing them out in public, so like naked, so everyone can laugh at them and, you know, jeer, and they drive them out to this palace. And they're supposed to go to the palace to consummate their marriage. And they've got to stay there all night. In Russia, in an ice palace with no clothes. They gave them one little blanket to share.
Yeah. I mean, was it like the type of clear, clean ice that you can see in? Like, could they see them?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm wrong here, but especially at that time, I just don't imagine Russia not having dirty ice.
Wait, you think their ice was dirty? I
think their ice was pretty dirty, opaque. Hard to see through.
Why would Russia have dirty ice?
I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of my interpretation of old Russia.
Old Russia
is
dirty ice.
Things were always worse than they could have been.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like whatever you would think with all their experience with ice.
Yeah.
They'd be able to crank out some clean ice. But it's Russia.
You know? We do so not have like clean ice. It's pussy ice.
Right?
Yeah.
Yo, in Russia, we don't clean ice. Clean us. Like, I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's however that works in Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. My impression was not that they could see them in there, but like.
Because of the dirty fucking opaque ice. Dirty Russian ice.
And so they like ran around the palace all night and cuddled together and like stayed warm and survived.
Yeah.
And they came out of this relationship. And they decided to stay together. Like I don't know how much choice they had, but like they made the best of it.
You think she forced them into a long monogamous relationship?
They did get married.
Yeah, that's fair.
And
but I mean, they just been through some stuff together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've drawn closer together.
Yeah.
You know I could see them developing a relationship.
Yeah. And, that's how he lived out the rest of his life. And then she died, and then they, like, had to give the crown to the other lady, and, like, she was all subservient to the, like, the court, like, the, you know, like, so their fears of, like, you know, they mistreated this first little woman, sent her away, and then they're like, well, bring her back, she'll be so, like, they so miscalculated the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, it's just wild that they just had that kind of time.
To build ice palaces?
Yeah, it's like, weren't there people starving?
I don't know. It's like Russia in the winter. Like, you're not growing crops. Like, you're not, like, I guess some people are out hunting animals to eat and stuff, right? But not everybody.
I mean, I guess that's, I don't know if that's necessarily the best utilization of sources. Or resources, rather.
Absolutely not.
No. So then it's a sad story. The midget died, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The midget died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But women are evil.
She got a cold from the ice palace.
Yeah, that's
died.
Just a crazy thing, you know?
Yeah. Evil women?
Yeah.
I feel like, you've been around some evil women in your days.
I have been.
Yeah.
And I've also been around some fucked up guys and been able to compare and contrast. And it's like, holy shit, women are terrifying.
Yeah, well, I think women have a different capacity for life. I don't know. Like, I feel like women, mom's saying, like, I brought you into this world, I'll bring you out of it. Like, you know, like, women create life. Like, that's a lot of power. That's like.
But I don't know if that's necessarily the case, right? Because I think they're. Is an understanding that women don't create life, you incubate life.
Okay.
Right? Because without a sperm, it's unincubated. You're not, you can't just like without a sperm.
No, right? You can't. No.
So a sperm is like the seed of life.
Whatever.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And I think that understanding, because you think you create life at first, and then you start to understand like, oh no, I don't. So maybe I'll destroy it.
Maybe.
Like that because like you believe so much that you matter because you believe you create life. And then when you realize you don't matter, you're like, man, I need to matter. Cause that's what female abuse really seems like. It's like women
really do need to matter. That is an urge in a woman.
Yeah, and they want it to stick. They want it like this is gonna last forever.
Yeah,
you know, and they want that type of pain to get people.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not gonna do it by. It's not like the drive isn't to do it by doing something great. You know, like inventing something or like, you know, like. That's not where you're going to be remembered for. It's like you're going to be remembered for the way you impacted others' lives.
Yeah. The way you ridiculed midgets in the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we do have to, this has to be a short one. I do. So this is, I got to tell this. We don't have time to go into too much Comanche stuff right now.
Okay. This is but like, some.
this is funny. So Buffalo Hump. You remember Buffalo Hump?
Yeah.
Who's... Real literal translation is erection that won't go down. Right?
Still, that's a weird translation. But go
such
ahead.
A weird trans. Well, I mean, again, they didn't want to call him Buffalo Hump around their wives. Or no, they didn't want to call him erection.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I guarantee you, it was one of those things where, like, every time people said his name, like the Poco Chanara, you know, the Indian version of his name.
Yeah.
Like anytime a white man said that version of his name, he probably was like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You have to call me erection. You don't even have names like this. You know why. And then like wink at your wife.
Yeah.
But he had a vision.
Buffalo Hump had a vision?
Buffalo Hump. Well, erection that won't go down. We're gonna use his government name.
Oh, okay. So I don't want to say it.
That's what they. That's basically why he got. They were like Buffalo Hump. I guess they got boners all the time.
Okay. So erection that wouldn't go down had
that
a vision.
Won't go down.
That won't go down.
Won't go down. So he had a vision that it was his destiny to drive the Texans into the ocean.
Okay.
So he embarked on this raid. And he knew that it was going to be a long, sustained raid.
Yeah.
So it was like, we can't just take our men and go do this. We actually need to, like, uproot the whole entire village, like, bring the women and children, because we're going to be a while.
Yeah.
And we need to fucking discipline kids. That's what Comanches did. They raided, they fucked, they disciplined kids, and they danced. That's
okay.
All they did all day long was just like, I think they were just having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, those warrior cultures really seem to be living it up when they're not fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you get it all out of your system. You don't need to fight with each other. Like, you're out there living and dying. Like, when you come home, it's time to enjoy.
It's time to dance. It's almost like that's the only way men can validate dancing, like, genetically.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, it's gay. Like, if you don't, like, you got to go do something to earn a dance. You better, what are you doing? You can't stop dancing.
But you can have a victory dance.
Only victory dances. Or just like, if you, people who worked in the coal mines.
He could dance.
Yeah, they would go to the bar and drink dance and dance a jig.
The Irish would dance a lot.
Yeah, but they earned it. They had a pretty shitty life.
Yeah.
You got to earn it.
Yeah.
You got to earn dancing as a man, especially in warrior cultures.
Yeah.
So. Again, having a good time. They brought the whole entire Comanche nomadic. And this is nothing for Comanche. They're nomadic anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is no big deal. Now they just have a direction and a sustained raid.
Yeah.
And so they're just going through Texas from the north to the south, raiding villages, picking up all sorts of trinkets. Because every time they would raid something, they would take all their shit too.
Yeah.
And so this supply train that they have now is just getting bigger and bigger. Keep in mind, they have thousands of horses that they're also bringing with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane how many horses they have.
That's hard to imagine.
It is. It's hard to imagine just that many horses in one spot. Uh-huh. You don't
see it. And
like
somebody controlling this, like, you know, like it's like there's an order to it. Like,
yeah, just one Comanche blowing in noses. that's another thing to consider. Like you see like all those thousands of horses and like each one of those horses had their nose blown. They were like almost choked to death.
Yeah.
And then had their nose blown in.
Yeah. I can't imagine having 50 horses that I like roll my horses. Like I can't see myself up there like, oh, these are my 50 horses.
And that's a small amount of horses for some of those Comanches.
That's still a lot of horses.
That's a lot of horses. That's a lot of horses. And so for the most part, they were doing this.
Yeah.
They were fucking up Texans all the way to the ocean.
Okay.
And they're just collecting stuff the whole entire way, collecting trinkets. Like, oh my God, what is this? I don't know. Smash it, make it a bow. You know, like make it a bow and arrow, make it an arrowhead. They're just loving it. And they're like loving all this stuff that they're collecting. And they finally get to the ocean and they're like, maybe instead of continuing this and trying to push all the Texans into the ocean.
That's quite a lofty goal. Like, is it like what are the logistics of that? Like,
I don't know.
Like, do they have to like push them all the way until they drowned, or are they just like trying to get them to sail away? Or
the funny part is, so the town that they went to that was by the ocean, I don't remember where geographically that is now.
Yeah.
But they actually were herding people into the ocean.
Yeah.
Like people went into the ocean and then like they got in boats and sailed away.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, fuck. What are those?
Yeah.
What is that? Like they lived on the plains. They didn't know much about boats like this that they could like jump in and sail away. So it was like, okay, all right, this is going to be harder than we thought. So how about we just go home with all this shit? So that's what they did. They just turned around and were like, all right, we got to get home.
Yeah.
But now they're like weighed down by everything they're collecting. Like, again, their supply train grew by so much.
Yeah.
Because they're going through, raiding, taking horses, taking cows, taking stuff.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
They were describing it like they were walking across the plains, like trying to sneak. They went the long way to like, because they're going back in a different way that they came in.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to keep. Before they were trying to take, now they're trying to keep.
Yeah.
So now they're like, they're sneaking away. And the way they described it is the supply train was so long that you could see it from miles away. Like, because it's the plains, like this flat ground for as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
And then they have, they're basically herding a city.
Yeah.
So they got caught. And of course, I mean, people were just like, oh, they're coming here now, you know, and they would get back and get back to the army. And it was like, well, I guess we can catch him here then.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, they also got a midget? Cool. Because, again, that's the information that's going around.
Yeah.
So they finally attacked him. And when they caught up to him, the battle, you never really know how these battles took place because they're told by the victors.
Yeah.
So the Comanches, their priority was taking care of their women and children, and the Texans were just trying to wreck shop and stop these Comanches and like stop them from taking all this stuff that they have.
Yeah.
So basically, the Texans end up getting this stuff, and the Comanches also got away with their women and children.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like who do you say won that battle? There was a battle, and there's also a discrepancy over how many people died, like how many Texans died, how many Comanches died. So it could have been. They've only found like 12 to 20 Comanche bodies, but the Texans claim that like hundreds died.
Yeah.
But Comanches weren't like grab our dead and bring. They weren't those type of people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I believe it.
I mean, the Comanches, even if they lost the stuff, they took all of those Texan stuff and they moved it like way over here. So like,
now they gotta move it.
Yeah, like you've gotta come like get your like. I feel like they won. Like
yeah, it did because like they the Comanches all flee and it's like all right. Oh fuck! Now I gotta move this shit back.
Yeah.
Like. How do we get it back? How did they get it here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's basically so how they. This is also a historical moment because of the manner in which they fought them.
Yeah.
Because for the first time in the history of battling between Texans and Comanches. This was the first time that the Texans stayed on their horses.
What?
Changed the motherfucking game. Keep in mind, Comanches got horses not too long ago, and they were doing battle on horses.
Yeah.
Crushing Texans for decades.
Yeah.
And then finally, by accident, because they were just trying to hurry up and rush in and, like, scare them off from the stuff.
Oh, it wasn't a plan?
It wasn't even, like, on purpose.
They never figured it out. The Texans stumbled on it.
They stumbled on it.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me.
Yeah.
That's why Americans won.
Yeah.
Because they stumbled on staying on their horses.
Man. Yeah, sometimes it's good to be lucky.
Sometimes it's good to be lucky, right?
Yeah.
And then we have America. You know, and now all the Native Americans are living on reservations. Sometimes it's good to be lucky. I don't know. I don't know how you look at that, right? It's a tough one. So, but, yeah, and that's just what's hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It was like
history's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
So many accidents.
Yeah.
So many accidents. I mean, like who knows what our names would be or if we'd even be.
Like if your brother was like, it's hard to say you're related to erection that won't go down because it's like, who do you make that in your family?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that could be you.
That could be me. It's like, yeah, I could be, I mean, we'd all could be descendants. He could be like the American Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Like we'd all be descendants of erection that won't go down.
That'd be quite a different country.
Right. Like, that's what it would be. Anyway, so we got to keep this short. We did it again. I mean, it's pretty long for keeping it short. But
yeah.
I hope this was weird enough. You know, this was a holiday episode.
Yes.
Little holiday break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ansley told a story.
Sometimes we're filled with facts. Sometimes the facts are a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah, we got through it.
Yeah.
We got through it. It was a good story. I mean, it was a good story. A woman went crazy and hated love and made midget in a guy live in ice.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy story.
And I think they rebuilt that Russian palace so you could go visit it as a tourist.
The fuck ice palace?
The fuck ice palace, yeah.
Okay.
You want to go to the fuck ice palace with me one day?
Yeah, yes. They can't see us.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Remember who we used to be? Like, we used to be the type of people that would go on that on a tourist visit, and they'd go out and find a weird ice corner and, like, fucking it real quick. Remember us?
Yes, I remember
us. Goodness gracious. Everywhere, people. Everywhere. Everywhere you look on this earth, we've been there. All right. So, man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You know, shout outs to everybody. I'm sorry. I'm not going to shout out it. This episode is way too weird. I don't feel well comfortable tying people's names to this episode. This is
our Christmas present to you all.
Our Christmas present to you. And hopefully we'll get another one up pretty soon. We'll see what we do. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Man, I feel weird not doing shout-outs. It's going to take forever. We got to go.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening. Later.
Yeah. Shit, got you.